This is Spotlight. From the Mac Weekly. My name is Laura Humes. I am from Seattle, and well, my major is environmental studies, and my minors are psychology and political science. The Watson is a fellowship that's awarded to more or less 40 undergraduate students from liberal arts colleges around the country. And the goal of the fellowship is to allow students the opportunity to explore an issue they're passionate about or a topic they're passionate about in an independent journey around the world. I'm looking at refugee journeys and understanding more, I think, from the perspective of refugees themselves, the experience of migration and of the journey. So I'm looking at sort of three different groups of refugees, starting in Jordan, looking at the path of refugees from Syria into the Middle East and also into Europe. So I'll be traveling to Turkey and Germany as well as part of that journey. And then I'll head down to Rwanda and Tanzania to learn more about the Burundian refugee flow coming out of Burundi more recently and try to understand more about that conflict and that group of people. And then I'll head to Thailand and look at the issue of repatriation in Thailand. So there's large groups of refugees from Myanmar or Burma who are ethnically Karen, who are now facing potential repatriation back, and I'm really interested in what that means for someone who spent their whole life in Thailand in a refugee camp to face going back. So growing up in Seattle, I was in a community that was pretty diverse. There were many immigrant and refugee members of my community growing up, and through different sorts of civic engagement and community service opportunities, especially related to Spanish language and doing tutoring with elementary students, I started thinking a lot about what it means to be sort of hospitable, or like sharing resources or having an education system or a community that's accommodating to multiple perspectives. And I didn't necessarily see that all the time in my community, so it started to get me thinking about how we could create systems that are pluralistic and account for multiple perspectives and allow everyone to thrive in the ways that they want to. I think also it'll be a cool opportunity for a knowledge exchange. So my ability to travel between these places will be an exciting way to bridge some of those learnings across the groups of people that I encounter. And in Rwanda, one of the things that many people that I communicated with told me was that they were really interested in knowing what it means to be a refugee in a different part of the world or in a different city or camp, or, you know, try to understand their own experience with respect to how others were dealing with the realities of displacement. And so with people that migrate and people that move, they have this incredible transnational knowledge. And there are examples of refugee groups in Turkey from Iraq and Iran who are now turning around and helping incoming Syrian refugees. And that to me is really cool. I'm interested in bringing those stories to light and exploring them more personally, and just to have that incredible opportunity to transform the narrative about displacement and about refugees. The fact that it is so hands-off and open is what attracted me to the opportunity in the first place, but also on the flip side can be sort of overwhelming to have just so much possibility. But also, I don't think I've ever been to a place that I didn't like in anywhere that I've traveled. And so I'm really excited to sort of explore some of those open pathways and really have a lot of opportunity in designing an experience. So there can be sort of this dichotomy between humanitarians and the people that they're meant to serve. And even that connotation of like serving people is problematic in some respects. So building back collaboration into that equation and reciprocity is important to me. I think what I'm most looking forward to is using Watson as an opportunity for myself, but also to be able to communicate more broadly that the world is such an abundant place. And I don't think people talk that way very often about refugees. I think I'm interested in exploring refugee issues because, again, it's the idea of abundance and how we can make communities richer. And I mean, I do think that it's incredibly important to acknowledge people's backgrounds and all of the strengths and talents and assets that everyone brings into communities based on their unique life experience. I think it's just a way of looking at the world and seeing opportunity and seeing strength and seeing places where communities can be transformed for the better, and not necessarily by, you know, bringing outside things into communities, but like how communities are inherently powerful and strong. Honestly, I'm just really inspired by the conversations I have with people around me. Everyone at McAllister has this energy or like their thing that they're uniquely passionate about, and I just love the fact that you could sit down with literally anyone and have a really deep conversation and learn more about people and what they're really passionate about, and it's all over the map, and that to me is really cool. I think the biggest thing that I've learned is how to really incorporate being inspired by people around me, whether they're peers or students or faculty, staff, professors, whoever, just to realize that everything people are interested in is, I don't know, this is not articulate at all, but just like to be inspired by people and to really learn from every encounter and like really, I don't know, just seek conversations with people about things that they're interested in, and everything's sort of connected and ends up being related. And yeah, I don't know. I think everyone here is really cool. Just like to learn from people.